It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. Over the past few weeks, Detroit Public Schools have been facing sick-outs from teachers protesting school conditions, pay, and Governor Snyder's plan to address the district's massive debt. Joining us now are Susan Demas, publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan toured some Detroit schools and says while some are in decent shape, others would, in his words, break your heart. And his is just the latest voice expressing concern about the conditions of these schools. But what does the state have in place to address it?
Well, we've heard so much about the Detroit teacher sick outs in recent weeks. And I think that the mayor's visit underscored why they have some complaints. He happened to come across a dead rat in one of the schools, which, you know, is rather terrifying for parents who send their children there. You know, Governor Snyder has made no secret that the DPS situation is a top priority for him. It frankly was last year, but the legislature didn't really agree. What he has been concentrating on is the massive debt that the school is facing. And certainly there is no doubt that the district is in financial distress. It's been under an emergency manager for years. And its problems go back well before an EM ever showed up. But I think there are also, you know, real safety, health, and academic concerns as well. And those are things that have to be addressed, although the governor obviously is hoping to get the financial plan in action first.
Ken, teacher strikes are illegal in Michigan, but there are some calls from the legislature to plainly define sick outs as a form of striking. Now, some lawmakers are threatening teacher certifications even, but I wonder about the wisdom of that plan, especially in a district that already has trouble finding enough teachers to fill the classrooms.
Well, this political consternation over sick outs and whether they're strikes or not is just a sideshow and a side issue. The big issues are money, the government structure, that is, local control and what form and how much authority the mayor is going to have, and then academic outcomes. I mean, those are the big three, and I guess we can add a fourth, and that's the condition of the buildings. But it's those big three issues that the governor and the legislature are going to have to grapple with here very quickly, because come April or March, the district's going to run out of money.
So, Susan, what's the way forward here? Governor Snyder isn't getting a lot of support from Republicans or Democrats around this plan, yet we know DPS can't continue in this manner, especially, like Ken says, when it looks like they may run out of money by this spring.
I think that what you're starting to see are Republican legislators who, you know, do control both bodies by large margins, trying to stake out a position in dealing with the governor. In order to come up with that $700 million that the district will need over the next decade, I think Republican lawmakers want to make sure that teacher unions take it on the chin. And then you have concerns from Democratic lawmakers that parents' concerns aren't being addressed and teachers' concerns aren't being addressed, and they don't want to support the plan. So, you know, it's a matter of trying to keep these different factions together so that the governor can get something done.
Ken, there doesn't seem to be a conciliatory or a cooperative vibe around the DPS situation. Do you think Governor Snyder can lead the various constituents to a workable solution?
In my opinion, they're going to solve this problem, but I want to add some caveats. They're going to solve it because they have to, because the district will run out of money. Number one, it could be a lot like the road issue, a very ugly process, and frankly, an ugly outcome that I don't think is going to work long term. So that could be a result here. That could be the so-called solution. Or as you get closer and closer into the year, and that means closer to the November election, solving the problem might simply mean avoiding bankruptcy prior to the November election.
So what does that mean for Detroit's recovery if you end up with an ugly outcome?
It hurts the recovery, no question about it. You can't have a viable city without having viable schools, in my opinion. And if they don't solve it in a way that is sustainable, that improves academic outcomes, and I think that's the key, then it's not going to help Detroit.
Well, I will be watching how this unfolds from a distance, as this is our last conversation. Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultant. Susan Demas is publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. Ken, Susan, it's been a real pleasure.
Well, thank you, and good luck in the future.
Thanks, Jen. We'll miss talking with you quite a bit.